internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. It's the Stephen Roy Podcast for March 14th. The year of our Lord, 2026. How do I know? Because yesterday was Friday the 13th. And we survived. Oh, Lord. Got a good rumble for you today, so let's do that next. Right here on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Let's see. Turn this down, and here we go. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Yeah, it's wigging again. I'm going to turn this up. Nope, wrong one. How about this one?
Testing.
Yep, that's it. Okay. Let's see if that works for a minute. One of these days, I got to work on that.
Oh, got a little Sprite on my...
Actually, it's a little key lime drink. Oh, let me turn off these... Turn off the music and take off the headset, and then we're ready to go. Take a drink of key lime again. I know, good radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Rumble, the Stephen Roy Radio. See, Stephen Roy Rumble for March 14th, the year of our Lord, 2026. If you're a TV or radio station, thank you so much for watching. I do appreciate it. Hopefully, I won't make you cringe too much. As you can see, I have a good sense of humor. What can I say? I got a text from my brother. No, sorry, Russ. I'm not down to 190. Got on the scale Wednesday, and I realized I only lost 20 pounds last week. It was 22 Wednesday. And then yesterday, I got on the scale, and it was more. But I don't know how accurate that is. I am losing weight, and that's all that matters. My goal is 250. By August. Now that's not bad considering when I started, I was 198 and now I'm over 20 pounds down from that. So I'm going in the right direction. How am I doing it? Well, I call it intermittent fasting. We don't eat during the week until dinner. So we have, I have a protein drink for breakfast. I have Gatorade and some dried fruit for lunch. No calorie Gatorade. And dried fruit for lunch. And then for supper, we have a normal size dinner. Supper, you know, wherever you may be from. Where my family's from in the South, my family's from Georgia. There, dinner is lunch and supper is dinner. So I get it when someone says that. Hey, you want to go to dinner? It's noon. I think you mean lunch, but I get it. You're calling lunch dinner. Isn't it amazing that the United States is so big, we have cultural differences throughout, right? Like when I lived in South Carolina. Yes, I did. And I'm mentioning that because I've applied for a job that's like on the border of South Carolina and Georgia. And when I lived in South Carolina, it was, hey, would you cut off that light? You mean turn it off? Yeah, cut it off. So, you know, there's differences. I love the Palmetto State. I only left there because I had a failed marriage. Let's be honest. I had a failed marriage, and that affected my job, and so that's why I went back to the left coast. But I thank God every day I escaped Nastyfornia in 2017 and have lived in West Texas since June 1st, 2017. That's when I arrived back in the United States north of Muleshoe. That's exactly how I describe it, escaping California. And you know what pains me the most about that? French Laundry Gabby has absolutely destroyed the most beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. I had a wonderful childhood, 70s, 80s, you know, growing up in Southern California in the suburbs. And it was wonderful. I mean, we didn't have to worry about being abducted. You know, there wasn't people talking to the sky, bless their hearts. We don't have a mental institution anymore. We don't help people like we used to. Now, no. You don't just throw money at them. You can actually help people. Imagine that. You're not helping people if you're giving them thousands of dollars every month to sit on their butt. You're not helping an illegal alien if he walks across the border, bribing Slide House, and give him thousands of dollars a month to sit on his A. When a man or woman works their entire life, and then you give them such a crappy pension that they have to eat cat food, dog food? No. When they choose between heating their home and buying, medications, prescriptions, I know I'm on four. So, by the grace of God, go I. By the grace of God, go I. You know, there are things in my family that's congenital, right? Every one of my family takes blood pressure pills. I take this a little tiny, like 10 microgram pill every morning. My blood pressure is good. Thyroid problems, hypothyroid, sounds right, where you don't have enough thyroid, that seems to run in my family. My brother's on thyroid medicine. My dad was, God rest his soul, and I'm on thyroid medicine. So you see, there's some things you cannot help. I'll give you an example. I had an ex-wife that had high cholesterol. Everyone in her family has high cholesterol, irregardless of your diet, right? Now, I knew my blood pressure was high for a long time. When I first came to West Texas, I went to the dentist, and they took my blood pressure, and I'm like, wow, no one's ever taken my blood pressure when I went to the dentist, and it was 200 over 100, and I didn't do anything to take care of it until January of 2018. I went to the doctor, blood pressure was high, he put me on a diet, and in 30 days, I lost very little weight, blood pressure didn't really go down, so that's when I started taking blood pressure medicine, and so my blood pressure is good now. So you know, there are things, for example, you could have diabetes, and there's nothing you can do about it. My son-in-law has diabetes, his mother has diabetes, there's nothing he can do about it. Yes, if you can change your diet. My brother was on diabetes medicine, and now he's being taken off of his diabetes medicine because he changed his diet, because he's lost weight. And my brother's bigger than me. You think I'm a big guy? I'm 6 feet, probably 274 right now. My brother is 6'2 and a half and probably the same weight. He was over 300 pounds, but he's lost weight, you know, which is awesome. It's going to extend his life. Now, he's way older than I am. We joke about that, you know. I call him Grandpa because he is a grandfather, and he's 8 years older than I am, so we joke about that. My oldest brother was 9 years older than I am, and may God rest his soul. He died in 2019. Both my parents have passed away. So when I tell, I try not to say somebody, hey, I know how you feel when they lose their parent. There's nothing you could say that's going to make that better, right? If you find out a friend has cancer, you know, my Uncle Bob had cancer. No, that's not helping. That doesn't help at all. The best thing you could do is just be there for them, right? I don't know how many stories I've heard about spouses that left their husband, wife, because they had cancer. I mean, what is wrong with you? You can't do that. Now, hey, I've had a couple failed marriages because they were massively depressed, right? And refused to get help for it. Now, I feel bad for leaving them, but if they would have got treatment, I probably would have stuck it out. I probably would have stayed with them. But you know, none of those marriages were a Christian wedding. My wife and I, my wife Dee and I, we had a Christian wedding in 2023. We were married August 10th, 2023, almost exactly 1 year after we met, which was in 2022. And our pastor, Matt, that married us, here we are in our 50s, right? How old was I in 3 years ago, I was 56. So here we are, mid-50s, and our pastor is counseling us. I'm not going to marry you unless we counsel. So he counseled us. And he said, look, if you have problems, we're going to sit in this room and we're going to resolve it, or we're going to have to call the law. That was great. This is from a former policeman, right? He retires as a policeman. He's called to be in the ministry, and so he goes to, I believe he went to Asbury College. Is that how you say it? Asbury sounds right. To become a Methodist pastor, and he is. And so anyway, I thought that was funny. I did. So let's see, we're already 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the ramble, and not into the ramble. It should be called the ramble. The Stephen Roy Ramble on the Rumble. Yes, that is it. You see how spontaneous things are sometimes the best, the funniest? I mean, they are. It's kind of like a story I thought of this week. As I've applied for television and radio jobs, I'm reminded of stories, right? Like my first radio station full-time was in Sitka, Alaska. And the general manager there taught me a ton about radio. After that job, I left because I was running the two radio stations in Sitka, Alaska, and paid very, very little. I'm not going to mention what. Let's just say you can't live on that in Alaska, and that's why I left. Well, because the general manager took on the Ketchikan stations, he was never there. I was running the radio stations for next to nothing. But what I did learn was that listeners, they love consistency, right? They love to hear the same person on the radio or see them on TV each and every day. I'll give you a good example. The anchor of the morning news on our local television station is on maternity leave. And the 12-year-old that's sitting in for her, she just needs help. I don't know who the news director is of that station, but I would instruct her, you need to try this. See how I paused just now? So when you're between stories, pause for 1 second. This general manager taught me that in Alaska because I used to do 20 minutes of Alaska news every morning. So I'll just make something up. There was a massive bombardment of Iran today by both Israeli and American forces. In other news, such and such happened. You see how I paused? Well, that's what you have to do if you're an anchor. You can't just go boom, 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 one story after another, because then viewers are like, I don't know what story ended and the other one began. You know, that's the experience that I have working in radio and television. You know, this is not my first rodeo. I actually started in broadcasting in 1999 doing a public access television show. Now, back in those days, isn't that funny? I can actually say that. Back in those days, everything was linear. Everything was tape-based. And I used to actually record when I was doing the show. Sometimes I would sit in the control room and actually have a camera pointed through the glass at me in the control room, right? And then I would have another one over here in the doorway pointed this way. So I would switch cameras and talk to that camera, right? And if I was in the studio, I might have my ex-wife or somebody else switching cameras in the studio. You might have one that's wide. You might have one that's close up, you know? So, and I actually took a production job before I started producing that show. It was called Tech Stuff, your show about technology. Because I've always been a bit of a technology nerd. And I do technological stuff. I do technical stuff every day in my day job. But you know, when people ask me what I do, I tell them, well, I do telecommunications engineering. You know, I do engineering for a telecommunications company, but my real passion is broadcasting. So since 1999, I have been broadcasting in one form or another, either on radio or like this Rumble, which is also broadcast on the radio. That's what you see back here. It's recording on Cool Edit Pro, which is now Adobe Audition. It's essentially the same, maybe a few more bells and whistles. And then I upload this to a podcast server, so it's a podcast and it's a Rumble video. Well, I started out with one studio and then moved to others. And then this is when the internet first became really popular, like around, I don't know, 2000-ish. So I used to host a mailing list, right? So it was like Yahoo Groups, E Groups, I think was bought by Yahoo. Then it became Yahoo Groups. And I don't know, 100, 200 people would subscribe to this. And they were running public access facilities. I'm referring to, of course, public educational and government access. Now, I don't even know if public access exists anymore. What is public access? Anyone can make a TV show in public access. Anyone. And this was really something that was created when cable became popular, because cable systems are local, right? So you have your local cable system. You could actually produce your own television show. Now, I'm sure in the early days they were live, right? So you had a live show. And they might have a weather scan. You know what a weather scan is? A weather scan is actually a tabletop. And over here they might have a thermometer, then a barometer, and then a wind speed indicator, right? So they might have like a little card that's an advertisement, because, you know, Bob's Used Car Lot sponsored the weather scan. And then you'd have a camera and it would go beep, 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 back and forth. That was the weather scan. So they might switch, the audio might be a local FM station. So they would switch between the weather scan and a live studio shot like this. That was the early days of cable. And then, of course, when tapes became popular, I used to mail 30 tapes all around the United States from Anchorage, Alaska, which was a 3/4-inch tape, which doesn't probably exist anywhere anymore, to Super VHS tapes and VHS tapes. I would mail all over the country, literally. And it just became too much. So I stopped buying Super VHS tapes, unless maybe that was the master. You know, I'd record the master. And then when I moved to Bend, Oregon, the cable company that hired me promised me to let me use their studio, just like I did in Glendora. And when I got there, they wouldn't let me use their studio. So I bought my own equipment and started doing it myself at home. I bought a 3/4-inch tape deck. I had a nice Super VHS deck. And so I bought a digital 8 camera, right? So I would feed the audio video from the Super 8 camera into the Super VHS deck for the master. And then I would edit it. And I would add graphics. Or I might do that live. I might record the master and then already have graphics put into a character generator and then just push play. Boom, 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 from one subject to the next. What I learned about television is that it's usually best if it's not scripted, right? If you just have an outline. You have an outline of what you want to talk about. You want a good example of that? Watch a President Trump rally. Now, he might have a teleprompter with things that he wants to talk about, but then he ad-libs. That's what makes him so great. He could talk for 2 hours, where Bribin couldn't talk for 5 minutes with an 85-inch teleprompter. Can you imagine? You can't talk for 5 minutes without an 85-inch teleprompter. And every week, I record 30 minutes on this Rumble with no script, almost no show prep, right? And it's fun. So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio, since we're already 16 and a half minutes into the Rumble. That's at Stephen Roy Radio is where you can find me on X. I had one lady ask me today, you need to post these things on Facebook. You need to post these things on Bookface. And because, you know, the boomers think they're not on X. They're on FB. They're on Bookface. Well, sweetie, I don't have Bookface anymore. When Elon started the purchase of X, I deactivated my Facebook, which was Stephen Roy Radio. I deactivated it. And now I'm only on X with regards to radio and television. And of course, I post all the time about politics. So that when I apply for a job, I always say in advance, I apologize in advance for my X, and here it is. So if you don't like my politics, don't hire me. What can I say? I'm not going to fake that I'm a leftist traitor. I can't fake that because it's a lie. Now, I'm not totally conservative. I'm not. In fact, there's some topics where you'd think I was a moderate. I'll give you an example. I voted in California before I escaped to Texas, before I escaped Nastyfornia. I voted for the legalization of marijuana. That's very liberal, right? People here, oh my God, I think you're That's what you're thinking, right? Well, are people going insane in New Mexico or Colorado where it's legal? Let me tell you why I voted for it. When I was in California, we had medical marijuana. Now it's legal in California. It was a farce. Anybody could go to a marijuana clinic and get your medical marijuana license, and then you could buy it and possess small amounts legally. Now, I saw personally people that were helped with marijuana. Did you know that there are cases of epilepsy where drugs don't help? The only thing that helps is THC. That's the only thing that helps.
Well, you can get a prescription for that in Texas, David.
Yeah, you can, but it's not easy. It's not. Now, before I met Dee, I had a problem sleeping. Not going to sleep. Never had a problem going to sleep. I had a problem staying asleep. You know what I just realized? I don't have my hearing aids. And that's okay. I can still hear myself. I just hear better with hearing aids. And that's from fan noise from working in electronic rooms for so many years. You know, you want some advice from your Uncle Steven? Wear hearing protection. If you're young and you listen to music, don't turn it up too loud. Or when you get to be my age, you're going to have problems hearing. If you work in a high noise environment, like around heavy machinery, or in equipment rooms, in electronic rooms, like I did for over 30 years. 30 years I've been doing engineering work, or more. With the exception of the 3 years I worked full-time in radio, I've been doing both telecommunications and broadcasting. And people ask me, how much do you get paid to do this show? I don't get paid anything. I don't have enough people watching on Rumble to even make money off of it, and that's okay. And that's okay. If I had sponsors, if I had sponsorship, yes, I would do a lot more show prep, but I don't because I have a day job. Now, what I want to do is flip it. Okay, I'm happy to do engineering work for a television or radio station, but I want my primary function to be on air, right? And it's not because I don't like fixing stuff, because I do. As I said at the start of the show, I am a technology nerd. I'm a techno geek. I'm the first to admit it. No, not techno music, although I like that. I wish I could have seen Avicii live, because I liked his music. I like all music, honestly, I do. The only thing I really don't care for is gangster rap, and that's because of the material. I'll play some rap for you. I've already got it queued up. And I like a lot of it, a lot of it. Like, Dee and I were trying to find a song. Well, I'm going to pull it up on my, I have a brand new little computer under the desk here that feeds this monitor over here, and I can play anything. I mean, it works great. I don't think I paid more than $100 for that desktop. Because and then it came with a new mouse, it came with a new keyboard, and I've got like a 24-inch monitor over here. It's as big as this one over here to the right. You just don't see it on camera. All right, so let's get to the X before I ramble any farther. Anyway, so I explained to this lady, I said, look, I'm not going on FB, and the reason is that I was constantly in FB jail. Why would I be on a platform where if I say anything remotely political, I end up in FB jail? They censor me. I'm not going to do that. What's the point? First time I ever noticed that I was censored was in 2012, before the Obama re-election campaign. I couldn't post anything on the FB for like 30 days before the fraud election. And yes, Mittens Romney blew the election. Blew it. Absolutely blew it. So I'm not surprised that Obama one. So, anywho, I remember where I was that fraud election night. I'll never forget. I was in some friend's house that were bazillionaires. Bazillionaires. I'm not going to mention where they made their money, because I'm not going to advertise for them, but they are gazillionaires, right? And, you know, I never heard of a company that could actually, they own their building and they lease it back to themselves, right? So they get paid $14,000 a month for this building. I S you not. I mean, that might be legal, and that's fine. I'm not belittling anybody for having money, okay? If you're a bazillionaire, God bless you. I don't think the government needs to take your money. That's just not right. I mean, how many poor people employ people? Tell me, how many poor people employ hundreds of people? The answer is none. None. And it's true. None. So...
But they're not paying their fair share, Devin.
All right. I want to know how much that is. How much is their fair share? Should they pay 90% income tax? Should they pay 90% corporate tax? Do you think that employs more people when you go after companies like that? No, it does not. No, it does not. Why do you think people are leaving California? When New Yorkistan passed increases of property taxes, even the midget, forgive me, that's the N-word for little people. Even the little person, Bobby De Niro, complained to Zohan the communist that his property taxes went up. What do you think is going to happen when you elect a communist to be the mayor of New Yorkistan? One that just ate on the floor with a bunch of his muzzy friends. What did you expect was going to happen? That's exactly what was predicted, and it's happening. So every time a muzzy, communist, leftist takes over a city, bad S happens. You think that's a quinky-dink? Now, disclaimer, there are wonderful Muslims in this country that love the United States, that love their family, that don't hurt anybody, right? You could say that about any religion, right? But majority of the people that are coming here, they will not assimilate. They will not take off their beekeeper outfits. They will not treat women with respect. They will not, you know, they won't freak out when they see me walking my dog. You see what I'm saying? They won't demand that you have halal meat at Chipotle. I mean, it's just, I even got on Dee last night because she bought some yogurt that's made by illegal alien muzzies, right? So, if you go woke, you're going to go broke, right? And so if you elect someone who's a leftist, your city's going to go broke. Look at what's happening in Michiganistan. Look at what's happening in Minnesotistan, right? The states are going to S because of it. What did you think was going to happen? Now, if you ask the average Muslim, it is not cool to pray in the street, on a dirty street. That is not cool. That you're not going to hear an actual, real, worshiping Muslim think that's okay, that you can stop traffic in the middle of an interstate so you can kneel down and face east of Mecca. No. That's not okay. These are people that are forcing you to bend to their will. That's what they're doing, right? Did you ever think that you would live in a society where you're a criminal if you're Jewish or Christian, but it's cool to rape women and children, right? And I don't know, go out with goats. You know, you look at the list of stuff. They don't want bacon, they don't want pork products, they don't want you to eat at all on Ramadan. You know, women must wear beekeeper outfits. There's this whole list, right? But they don't ban goats. I'm just saying. All right. I haven't even looked at the X and we're 27 minutes into the ramble on the rumble. It wouldn't be funny if it wasn't true. Oh man, that's funny. You read stuff like this. A chemistry major was forced to take a required DEI course on gender studies. Gender studies. There's something you can use after college. She submitted a project. The professor said, this is solid work, but use the term biological woman, which is heteronormative, exclusive, and transphobic. She received an F. She was loading up her summer semester, and one of the required courses was DEI. So I chose gender studies. I never would have chosen that kind of class, and every single assignment and discussion board was very liberal. We were assigned a final project that was worth half our grade. It was about feminism. I submitted my project, and a few days later, I received the notification that my grade was dropped to an F. I figured I forgot to submit it or something, and I look at the comments, and the professor left it and said this. This is solid work, but you use the term biological woman, which is heteronormative, exclusive, and transphobic. So you received an F. I mean, can you believe this F? And this is when the woman said I need to post it on FB. No. I have an FB for family and friends that I never go on. Never go on. So I'm not reactivating my FB. The amazing Maisie Hirono says, if the Save Trump Act, it's not the Save Trump Act, if the Save America Act passes, it will be easier to buy an assault rifle than it will be to register to vote. Let that sink in. And I said, wow, amazing Maisie. Does anyone actually believe that no ID is necessary to buy a rifle? There is a 3-day waiting period to buy any firearm. If you want to buy a rifle, you have a 3-day waiting period. That's so you don't buy the rifle and then go, don't go trans crazy and shoot up a school. Hey, sorry, majority of the shootings are by trans people, okay? I'm not just saying. There is a 3-day waiting period there, Mrs. Brain Surgeon. You think they hold the rifle with just a pinky swear? No, they're going to ask for your ID. You have to have an ID to vote. When I voted in the recent primary here in Texas, I had to submit my Texas driver's license. The horror. I can't believe you're asking for an ID. You're making me confirm this is where I live? I mean, it's so stupid. Yes, I submitted my ID. I can only vote once. Once that is scanned into the computer, I can only vote once. I can't vote anywhere else in West Texas. Anywhere in Texas. Imagine that. You can only vote once with a voter ID. With today's technology, you could do a biometric scan with your thumbprint, with your a friggin' retina scan. I mean, come on. Don't give me this BS. That you don't have an ID, so you can't vote. You're an idiot if you believe that. If I go to the, I went to the bank, and I withdrew some money before we went to Las Vegas, right? They asked for my ID. I mean, hello. I bought, in the state of Texas, if you buy lottery tickets, you have to submit your ID. When Dee and I were in Las Vegas, we went to a daiquiri bar. Guess what? We were ID'd. 59 years old, and I was ID'd, okay? When I went and got a drink in the bar before getting on the airplane, I had to submit an ID. The horror of it all. All right, well, that'll do it for the Rumble for this week. Thank you so much for watching. I do appreciate it. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. I'll turn off all the studio lights. I know that the audio is freaking out again. Let's turn this up. Now it looks like it's working okay. Okay, I won't turn it up. Let's play some music. I really love this song, and I haven't played it in forever. It's from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I am a man of constant sorrow. No, it is wigging out. Let's turn this up. Testing, testing. Yep. Now it looks okay. Got to fix that one of these days. All right, here we go. Soggy Bottom Boys, whoever that is, on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Trouble. where I was born and raised. The place where he was born and
so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again. As blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Hair like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, even I belong there again. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, believing I belong there again.
Don't even think about it. Stop with your hands up. We've got ever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Amarillo, I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty, head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town. Big Spring all the way to Plainview, I can't wait to get to you-know-who in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her, my breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town.
Baby, turn the porch light on.
Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
began to notice that we were nothing like the
change, don't know how to hide her style. stubborn will or a fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. But you can't be the loving, and I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
Wasted days and wasted nights I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?